The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 1460 and Ground Zero of the Renaissance of Reading. Good morning, everybody. Carl and Linda. Linda is on assignment this morning, but I'm here with Bad Bob Belange. Good morning there, Bad Bob.
And howdy.
Howdy. That's the sound of Bob. No, not the screaming, but the sound of his Jeep sliding into first every morning.
I worked with a morning man who did that in a Ford Fiesta every stinking morning.
Oh my God. He would
come screaming up the driveway, stop in a cloud of gravel, run through the door, which fortunately I had open for him, drop into the seat and start the first record. It was like it was a beautiful thing to watch. Hey, speaking of beautiful things, that's what we've got on tap. Oh, my goodness, what a difference a day makes. 78 for your high temperatures today, mostly clear tonight, low around 50. We are nudging into the 80s tomorrow, and I'll bet we've cracked the 80-degree mark today. And heating up to 84 on Thursday before temperatures start moderating back down. So the tease of summer is on currently in downtown Reading. We have 47 degrees. And this report brought to you by our very good friends at Shasta Gas Propane.
Shasta Gas Propane, a veteran-owned business down in Anderson that gives discounts to seniors and veterans. Also, if you've got a big propane bill, you know, you've got a way of spreading those payments out over the year. That's Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call at 365-3793. Hey, you know what? There are so many things going on here. It's just, I can't, I know, some days, you know, we have reads for what's going on as far as...
You have flyers flying about
flyers
all over the place.
Everywhere today. And things like this is tomorrow. They're having the Amazing Grace performance. And $5 per ticket is going to be donated to the mission, to the Good News Rescue Mission from the Amazing Grace performance.
Uh-huh.
So using promo code Good News to receive $5 off the ticket price and for $5 of every ticket purchase to be donated to the Good News Rescue Mission. So, and we, by the way, we are going to that tomorrow night. Amazing Grace. And we're going to have the Good News Rescue Mission in here. We got to catch up with them. We haven't had them on in a long time, especially with things that are going on in the state.
It's time
here
for an update because the mission does get demonized for a lot of Reading's problems.
Way too much.
Yeah.
And Bel Canto Singers, their spring concert featuring arias from Mozart's Magic Flute with musicians from the North State Symphony, conducted by Maestro Scott Seaton, Sunday, April 8th at 5 p.m. Meet and greet artists and musicians at All Saints Episcopal Church, 2150 Benton Drive.
How did we score that guy? My goodness, what a consummate professional.
Wow. $50 tickets includes hors d'oeuvres with wine after the program. For more information, call Margaret at 472-3294. Student tickets only $10 for this. And see, we've got this. We've got, Nancy Sutton Pierce is A Night for Men, Beer, Wings, and Sex.
Ah. Not necessarily in that order.
Well, it's going to be topics. 10 Keys to Unlock Your Woman's Sexual Desire. Tickets are only $40. And that includes a first pint and appetizers. Need to give her a call, though. Or, not a call, but check it out and get your tickets at drnsp.com/events.
All the guys are going, I don't need that. And their woman behind him is going, yeah, you do.
I have a 50% discount, so you can go in there for $20. 50% discount sitting right in my hand right here. And let me see. Oh, Red Bluff Roundup is coming. You know, that's going to be starting here soon. They've got all types of things going on there. All right. That's just kind of got us started. So, good morning, buddy.
Hey.
I heard Sue this morning. She was talking about a lady on all four tires for flat, and she runs into a policeman last night. Did I hear that? And that, and that she got her for driving while intoxicated, under the influence, I should say. I don't know what kind of influence it was, but can you imagine that? And then this other one, this was a strange one. You remember a couple weeks ago down when it was raining real hard, so it could have been last week, but when on California and South Street, a car went through a red light and hit another vehicle, and the driver of the other vehicle was killed. Mm. No, not the driver of the other vehicle. The when it went through the light, the one of the passengers in the car. Well, they arrested this lady, got her for being under the influence, and said that she was driving and were arresting her. Well, it's just come out yesterday that she was not driving, that a passenger in the car was driving, and who had lied about who was driving the car. So now that they actually had some video evidence that it wasn't, that it was the not the woman that was accused of it, but the other woman who was driving. Again, two of these, DUIs, this one caused death. Hey, Sue, this was walking around out there. But that's, these DUIs. I want to know what kind of DUIs are they. Did they blow, were they smoking stuff? Were they using alcohol? Was it marijuana? Was it other kind of drugs?
Something mind-altering, probably.
Something.
Maybe they were just nuts. Speaking of nuts, I bet you'll get on this a little bit later, but it was brought to my attention last night, this House Resolution, H.R. 5087.
Which one is it?
The assault weapons ban of on the federal level of 2018.
Oh, that was introduced, in Congress? Or?
Yeah.
They never make it. No.
Well, one can only hope, but sooner or later, these
idiots
will.
They did it before, and what it ended up costing them was their majority in the Democrats did that. But it also was proven it did nothing. Did nothing for crime. Did nothing like that. The only way you're going to solve this.
If sophomores could vote, it would probably pass. But
I'm not sure. There's a lot. You know what? When you look at the number of people that voted or that marched, there were so many others that did not march. Now, it could be for a variety of reasons. But here's the thing is, there's a lot of young people out there that know that the problems are not caused by the guns. They're caused by bad government, people not doing the jobs they're supposed to do, not providing psychiatric care. And, we can't write off, young people because they're young. I've known 18-year-olds that had all the wisdom in the world as they
were
in life and death situations.
Fighting in defense of their country.
Fighting in defense of their country. 18 and 19 years old. And now they want to ban these young men and women from owning, being able to buy a long gun.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure why that is. I mean, if that's the case, well, then let's just ban them from voting then. If you can't trust their judgment, then just ban them from voting.
Well,
is that the solution?
Napolitano figured you and I aren't qualified to carry anything more dangerous than a butter knife.
Well, you got to figure out where, and this is the same woman that is single-handedly destroying the California UC system there. We just happened to find this other $40 million. Hey, a lot of things are going on.
Yeah.
Hey, a lot of things going on today. We've got Haven Humane rolling in here again, and with their monthly show that we have a great deal of pride and pleasure putting on, because they do a lot for this community.
You just love the abuse story gives you.
Oh, no, I'm Buey. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Mark never smiles. Have you ever noticed that story doesn't smile?
Right. Yeah,
I wonder if it's because he takes Botox treatments or something. What do you think? I'm sure he's listening right now, so I don't know. We'll have to ask that question. Does Mark use Botox? Is that why he doesn't smile? Because he's afraid he's going to line his face or something. Or is this an Air Force thing? Hey, we're going to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. When we come back, I'm going to start talking about things like the Market Street Extension, and the supervisors are actually talking about expanding bed spaces into jail. Ha, ha, ha,
what?
Ha. Remember when Les Ball was on last week? Last Monday with Mary Rickert. They're saying Larry Leach has got a plan. He's going to present it. Okay, well, I can't wait to see the plan. And if it's based on the building of the new courthouse, which may or may not happen, at the earliest it would be is like 2020. But what other kind of plans are you talking about? You know, clearing out spaces down in the existing courtroom right now? Because some things happened this last week that just kind of really put a kibosh on getting some extra beds. And then Les Ball's got another idea. But I hear, you know, it's been, we've got people running for re-election that have given no new ideas.
Yep.
There's been nothing happening. So, I mean, not to slam them. Not to be a naysayer, but it's been seven, eight years, and now they're running against people, and now they're coming up with good ideas, or at least they're coming up with ideas. Let me put it that way. Okay, hey, we're going to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cornerstone Community Bank. Good people, and they are, they've expanded their businesses, and of course, with the newest branch down there on California Street, 1845 California Street, expanded their business hours. They're doing everything they can to show you that they want your business. They want you to come in and see how they are moving local dreams forward. This is Cornerstone Community Bank, supporting our community in so many different ways. We'll be right back.
Introducing Salt Creek Heights, luxury new home community in West Reading. High quality homes built by Palomar Builders, now open in phase one. And now featuring two new lower priced plans starting at just $403.8 and $421.8. Many lots with mountain or open space views. Energy efficient homes include an entry level solar system. Many traditional and modern styles available. Amenities include tile roofs, VersiFlex roofing, beautiful granite countertops, stylish tile bathtubs and showers, gorgeous kitchens, homes with 10-foot ceilings and up to 15-foot per plan, 8-foot front doors throughout, stylish light and plumbing fixtures, and exterior stained fencing. Contact Tom Papik of Coldwell Banker for more information at 941-9534. Now open, Salt Creek Heights by Palomar Builders. Take Eureka Way west of Buenaventura Boulevard to the entrance. Come see the difference. Palomar Builders, building your memories.
No one plans to visit the emergency room, but when life's accidents happen, you need to get treated, not seated. Shasta Regional Medical Center is located at 1100 Butte Street in downtown Reading. They have emergency room doctors and staff that guarantee you will be seen by a medical professional within 30 minutes of your arrival. Shasta Regional Medical Center believes in delivering patient-centered health care with compassion and respect for every patient and their family.
Black Bear Diner was started by a couple of hungry guys with a big dream. That dream? Good old-fashioned family food with great service. Like the classic Volcano Breakfast. Secret recipe sweet cream pancakes, hickory smoked bacon, sausage, and fresh cracked eggs. Served day or night at over 100 Black Bear Diner locations. Feeding all you hungry bears out there makes us so proud.
Here's your breakfast for dinner. No more coffee?
Thanks, Rosie. I'm sorry. Pancakes at sunset make me a little emotional.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
It is tough establishing a new business in California, and even tougher if you're trying to understand the multiple laws that seem to have no other reason but to make your life harder. How do you deal with those legal hurdles while trying to build this new business or expand an existing one? By having your own qualified expert assist you. Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in business law and is well-versed on the morass of legal questions facing a California business. Douglas Wright, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or DouglasWrightLaw.com.
And now, back to our show.
Falling too fast to prepare for this. Tripping in the welcome world back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Lindebaugh. Linda's on assignment today, 20 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. And it's 52 degrees. It's going up to, I mean, here's I'm here at, little drum roll, 78 degrees today. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
I'm betting 80, baby.
I'm betting 80. Yeah. This portion of the show brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. If you're looking for the most complete CCW training from the largest privately owned firearms instruction company in California, you found it right there. Additional training, advanced training, training with rifle, training with non-armed combat, and in conjunction with being armed, but how to protect yourself without drawing that firearm. All of this is at Northern Firearms Instruction. Check out usgunpro.com or give them a call at 530-999-1822. Okay, I want to give a shout-out to Jersey Mike's again. All right, eat a sub tomorrow at Jersey Mike's. 100%, get this, 100% of the day sales, every single dollar that comes in, every single dollar that comes in is going to go to the Shasta County Child Abuse Prevention Council. So tomorrow for a business lunch, guess where it's going to be?
Yeah.
Jersey Mike's. That's right. Instead of having to, you know, go into some kind of other place, go to Jersey Mike's tomorrow. Well, go to it every day because they're really good food. If you've never had a Jersey Mike's sub, you have not lived. This is just quality food that made fresh, cut up there that day. Everything is just done. It's none of this processed, bleachy-smelling lettuce that you get in some other places. Everybody should go down there, have a delicious sub meal tomorrow. And every dollar, every single dollar goes to our Shasta County Child Abuse Prevention Council. I can't say enough about Bev Mills and Bev and her husband, about things they do for this community. Unbelievable how much stuff they do for this. And veterans. You know what? The amount of stuff they do for veterans is just fantastic. Okay, Market Street Extension. We talked about this a little bit yesterday when Lee Salter was on, and that was an interesting interview.
Mm-hmm.
How he'd been here for, you know, long, and the things that they had done, and what he was going to miss the most was not going to be here for getting this all this started, the downtown renaissance, the renovation of downtown. He wants to be here for that too. But they opened it up yesterday. You can see how downtown readiness changing, how Market Street Extension is going to go through, how they're opening up those. The largest question now, however, and this has come up several places, is parking downtown. Where are people going to park? If you're talking, and this isn't San Francisco yet, even though that a lot of people would like it to start moving in that direction, this isn't San Francisco yet. So we're talking, a more senior population, and where is the parking going to be so they can get to places relatively easy and quick? If the parking structure is gone, which it looks like it's going to be gone, but it's going to be gone one way or the other. It's going to be condemned.
Before it falls down.
Before it falls down. That's correct. Okay. Moving on, the supervisors. Okay, there should be a drum roll for this one, too. Les Ball and Mary Rickert were here the other day, and who are both Shasta County Board of Supervisors. Les from the Anderson area, and Mary's got all of northern Shasta County up there. But there, Larry Lees, who is the county executive officer, is coming up with an idea. Now, we have seen so many ideas that have just gotten shot down. How have they gotten shot down? Well, they've been shot down in this way. One, that we got the money twice for the facilities. We turned them down twice because, we can't find the money to run them. I find this one, this last one, the Adult Rehabilitation Center.
The ARC, yeah.
The ARC. I found that really hard, that if we couldn't find the money to run that, when we need spaces so badly, and it was 120-something space, we turned that one back in. So now Larry Lees is coming up and said, well, we can, and Sheriff Pacheco said, well, we can use down in the bottom floors or in the basement down there in the county courthouse. Well, I'm not sure where that one's going. And Larry Lees is going to give a plan. He's going to give a plan on how to expand bed spaces and to use this, to use buildings we already have. Because remember how they were, Basenko was saying how they wanted to change the eating shifts so they could put more people in there. Well, the state turned them down last week because there's an argument about, about how the county looks at it and how the state looks at it. Well, it's, of course, the state, no matter what, is going to trump you. So they said, no, you can't do that. So there's 60 beds right there that we could have had, not changing anything. So now they're talking about spending $1 million to put more shower spaces in. Okay. Frankly, spending $1 million to put more shower spaces, does that mean we can put another 60 people in there? Hey, spend $1 million. Because it's that means we can keep them right here, even though it's more expensive to keep them in Shasta County than it is in Lassen County.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, okay, Les Ball wants to use the juvie center to start putting bad guys in. Well, there's a law against that that says, no, you can't put adults in with children. Imagine that. I wonder why that is. At least not in the same building. Maybe they could be in the same facility if they're in a different building, but I don't know how many buildings
maybe
Juvie
if they
has.
Rehab the old Eaton Center or something.
Well, when I was a substitute teacher when I first came here, and I substitute taught over Juvie, and frankly, that was not a bad gig. And they were in a separate classrooms there, and we had a separate building for classes. Then they had the main building where they were housing everybody, and there could have been a couple other buildings. I don't know what happened to that. Did they tear that down? How hard would that be to rehab? Because it was, you know, it had jail. It
I
had,
don't go down Breslauer off.
Yeah, no, I'm not sure, but that's a question to answer. And I'm sure what it is it would cost millions to rehab it, to bring it up to the, you know, to bring it up to the what the spaciousness and the all the amenities that you must have in a 5-star jail in the state of California.
Well, that's the reason why Crystal Creek is no more, is that it didn't meet these 4-star state specifications,
you know,
which are
one,
far better than our troops live in.
We've only got one 4-star facility in Redding. Wouldn't it be a shame that the next 4-star or 5-star facility will be a jail because it has to meet all these amenities, you know, with air conditioning and bed space and shower space and being fed a certain type of food and
no crumbly cookies.
No crumbly cookies. Well, you know, you know what they're doing on death row down in San Quentin?
Yeah, that's
they're bringing lawsuits. They're bringing lawsuit after lawsuit after lawsuit. And I swear, this is from the guards down there when we went through the this is from the leadership down there. We went through on a tour through there a few years ago. Which, by the way, everybody needs to go to San Quentin once to see what's going on there.
Oof.
Take a look at where they, you know, on where all the ones on death row are. And everybody goes, death row, these are the worst of the worst. Well, they are. But did you know that according to statistics then, and this was several years ago, like 3 or 4 years ago, half of them had never been arrested before in their lives are now on death row.
Mm.
Think about that. Half had never been arrested before in their lives, and they're on death row. So you well, how could that be? Think Scott Peterson.
Yeah.
Never arrested before. He's on death row for killing his wife and unborn child.
Didn't they blow millions of dollars on a state-of-the-art medical facility? That
yes.
Sits?
We went in there, and it was. It is probably, you would be proud to have that in your community, this facility that they built inside the walls of San Quentin. However, it's used as a clinic to see people when they come in. And they see like 10% of the inmates or the guest a day, about 10%. But they don't do any operations. They don't do anything like that. They take them out of San Quentin and they treat them at another hospital.
With four guards assigned. Yeah.
Is it three or four? Well, it's at least two. And if they're overnight. Now, here's this. It's not enough that, say, you've got 4 or 5 guys in there that are so sick they can't move or they're dying in the hospital. You still got 2 guards assigned to each one of them. They have a room down there that all the guards are at, drawing their pay, playing cards, because somebody has to be there with them. That's the law. You know, again, these are things that when you look at it, you're just, you know, it's pathetic. Now, moving right along is, again, we still don't have any jail space. You've been here, David Keogh, for what, 16 years, 8 years, 10 years, whatever, how long you've been there, 16 years. We still have the same problems, buddy. You know, what's your idea besides having, oh, now I think I like to have a meeting out, you know, in the evening now and then. And Baugh's, at least Baugh's trying to, and Baugh's voted on things. But, you know, again, it's not good intentions. It's results. What are the results of what you've been doing? And the answer is zip, zero, nada, nema. Let me make that clear. We've still got people that are not in jail.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to take a break here. This portion of the show I like to do this. I just pull this thing right up like this. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at North State Security. North State Security, an ounce of prevention since 1968. This is their 50th year. Think about it, their 50th year that they have been in the business and performing just outstanding work. Just outstanding work. Why? Because they care. They've got the largest security company north of Sacramento. They've got over 150 trained officers. They have a program where they can get to you, they can get to you at your business or your home in 10 minutes or less. 10 minutes or less. Think, you know, everybody, when you're complaining about these guys in your businesses or all around in front of your store and you can't get them to move, guess what? Yeah, call North State Security at 243-0295. They're going to come help you. That's what they do. They take care of the – they're on the river trails now working with our police. That's where they are. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl Lindebaugh, it is now 7:30 on the 27th of March, 52 degrees right now, going up to 78 today.
Hi, I'm Bruce Blake, owner of Powerhouse Solar. I'm here with Jeb Allen, owner of Palomar Homes, and we're here at the Salt Creek Heights subdivision.
We're very fortunate to be involved with Powerhouse as they do such a great job on the installation. It's clean, it's simple, it's a no-brainer. The first 34 home buyers in Salt Creek subdivision comes with a solar setup already.
The thing that to me is exciting is that each home has the ability to turn their home into a zero-energy home. And they can be part of making this a zero-energy community. The system that we're installing, up to 10 panels, will eliminate all of the kilowatt-hour usage of that home. And if they add a pool, if they add an electric car in the future, then at that point they can add more solar to offset those loads as well.
We've already recognized quite a bit of savings by using SunPower and Powerhouse Solar.
If you'd like more information on Salt Creek Heights and how Powerhouse Solar can zero out your energy bill, call 275-5600 today.
Are you entertainment-minded? Do you like to hear people discuss fun topics?
Well, we talk about all things pop culture.
From movies and TV to books, music, games, and everything in between. But with a twist, everything is not very current.
We'll talk about things we recently discovered and have decided we just have to share our thoughts on.
Which gives us the title of our show.
We're a little behind.
Hosted by us, Chris and Jen Gomez.
Join us every Tuesday night from 6 to 7 p.m. for We're a Little Behind. Right here on Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460 AM.
Be careful posting on social media when leaving town for any period of time. With 66% of all burglaries being committed by someone who knows the victim, sharing where you'll be and how long you'll be gone is a sure sign that your home or business is vulnerable. That's all someone from your social media sphere needs to start scheming their way to your essentials. Wait to post those pictures from Hawaii till after you're home, and you'll save yourself some peace of mind knowing your valuables aren't being taken while you're away.
This security moment brought to you by North State Security, an ounce of prevention since 1968.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Conservative? Flaunt it. Call Carl and Linda right now.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460.
I want to follow where she goes. I think about her and she knows it. I want to let it take control.
7:33 in the morning.
Who is that? That is Shawn Mendes. I thought I would try playing some music that was recorded sometime in the last couple of years, you know.
Why?
That's on the current 100. And it's hard finding songs on the current 100 I can actually play on live radio.
I know, because because people are just beeping
explicit, yeah.
I know, because they all have that. They all have a
explicit. That's a good
explicit.
Imagine Dragons, really great stuff. Yeah. And Mark always enjoys our new stuff, too.
Yeah, well, Mark who?
Sorry.
I know, I'm just kidding.
Mark who?
Hey, I'm in here. There's another great thing that's going on right now. I'm here with Frank Rose. Frank's always here. Frank is our new program director, whether we know it or not. He just keeps coming in here and signing people up. But we're here with Rose Galen and from the Can Do Spirit. And there's going to be a fundraiser, and we've been talking about this Saturday, from 4 to 6 p.m. over at the VFW Post 1934. And it's a spaghetti dinner, and it's for a guy by the name of Robert Butler, who's a World War II prisoner of war, who has recently been injured and has to be in a wheelchair. And he was sent to a rehab facility in Placerville with the VA, being his only medical insurance, and they want to bring him home. But to do that, they've got to make his home ADA compliant. So Rose is here from Can Do Spirit, and she's been on before about how they do things, how they try to make, they try to build and construct homes that are already, of course, not build homes, but to make homes ADA compliant.
Right.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
You bet.
Yes. So right now our big focus is doing what we can to get Robert home. And our biggest barrier right now is that he has four steps to his front porch, mm-hmm. and then another step into the door, into the house.
Mm-hmm.
And so those four steps are about 29 inches from the ground level. And so ADA says we have to have a foot per inch. So that means we need a ramp of the size of 28 to 30 feet long. And something that large costs a pretty penny, so we're doing everything we can to raise some money so that we can purchase a ramp and the materials to ensure that Robert has a safe transition into his home.
Well, good. So what's it going to take to do that?
So, again, it can be a portable ramp system or a more permanent ramp system. I think the easiest and the quickest is to raise enough money to buy a large portable ramp for two reasons. One is that we can get him home as soon as he's discharged while we're grant raising and fundraising to purchase the materials to put a more permanent structure in place.
Mm-hmm.
And on the second is that that portable ramp then can be utilized for other veterans who are in a crisis or emergent situation. We would have the ramp already purchased and available to use over and over again while we're waiting and fundraising to put in a permanent situation
sure.
for somebody.
Are there other things they have to do in the house when Robert comes home?
Yeah, so there are a couple of things we identified. He's got a couple of doors that are too narrow, so we need to purchase some offset hinges that will give him 2 more inches per door
mm-hmm.
to get the wheelchair in and out. So that's an easy fix. We just have to purchase like 6 hinges for the 2 doors. And a couple of smaller rubber or metal ramps for about 3 to 4 inch doorway transitions.
Right. Okay. That's
so that's a couple $100 a piece on those.
Okay. So this isn't a lot of money we're talking about, except for that one ramp.
Right. The one ramp does cost about $3,500.
Okay.
And that's just for the portable ramp. That's not to put in a permanent structure.
Okay. Cool. All right, so this is one of the things they're doing. He was a prisoner of war. Where was he a prisoner of war at? Do we know? In Germany or Japan or in the Pacific?
Yeah,
okay,
yeah, it was in the Pacific.
Okay.
He was on a ship called the SS. Jean Nicolette.
Jean Nicolette. Okay, that was sunk, and then he was captured.
Well, it was torpedoed. It wasn't sunk. It was torpedoed, and he was captured by the Japanese. And the whole crew, there was 100 of them that were captured
okay.
and tortured. And he was one of the ones that survived, which there was not that many.
Okay.
When he jumped ship. So there is a whole
horrific
story that is available if anybody's interested.
Is Robert married? Of course,
he's a widow. He's 97.
Widower, yeah, 97
97
years
old.
He wants to live in his by himself. He can still live by himself.
Yeah, so the poor guy, you know, he had a fall at home, ended up back in the hospital, and because he could not get back into his home to walk up those steps, the hospital wasn't going to discharge him home because that would be unsafe. And so they were threatening to discharge him to the mission, which, of course, is not acceptable. But, yes, he told his daughter, if I can't go home, if I can't live in my home, I'd rather die. And so, you know, that's our goal, is to get him home.
Well, okay, so how's he going to get up the ramp?
A wheelchair.
A wheelchair, I know. But, okay, so that ramp is made in such a way that even...
Does
he have anybody staying with him?
He does. His daughter, Nikki Coletti, she lives there at the house. She's a music teacher. She belongs to 9 different bands here in the area. She's a...
violinist.
She calls herself a fiddlist, so I don't know if there's a difference between, but she's a competition fiddlist.
Oh, a fiddler. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
It. Okay, so here's what we're trying to do, everybody. We're trying to raise some money. So for Mr. Butler, who is a World War II prisoner of war, he was 97 years old and just wants to go home. To do that, though, we need a temporary ramp up there.
Yes, at least.
And to extend and to open the doors a little bit for his wheelchair. This is going to take probably around $4,000 for everything.
Yeah.
So they're having a spaghetti dinner fundraiser.
Yeah, the Star Spangled Catering is doing all the cooking for that.
That's right, at the VFW Post. The Can Do Spirit organization, what we've talked about, and Rose is a nurse, and her is one of the, you know, the founders of this. And the if you can't make it there to Oregon Street this Sunday or this Saturday from 4 to 6 p.m., please just donate.
Yes. Reach out to us at the Can Do Spirit. You can find us at candospirit.org.
Mm-hmm.
You can also email us at thecandospirit.org@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
You can call me. You can talk to the VFW. They'll reach out to me as well. But, hey, for $10, you get dinner and entertainment. Nikki's going to have a whole crew of people there entertaining some of her students and some of the band members.
It's going to be a great night, and it's going to do a lot of good. Okay, so and if you can't make it there, let me give you some other information. Give them a call at 241-9168 or go to vfw1934reading@yahoo.com. And and send them an email or just look it up, bfw1934.org. It's at 1251 Oregon Street, which is next to Woody's down on Oregon Street.
Yes.
And $10 for a dinner is great.
Right.
And plus they have a full bar.
Yeah. That's a bonus.
And very reasonable priced drinks there.
And, hey, if you can't stay and stick around and you're in a hurry, but, you know, you want to grab dinner to go, we are packaging them up. You can walk in, grab your dinner, and take it all home to your family.
There you go. Okay. Thanks a lot, Rose. Thanks a lot for this.
Thank you
a lot,
again.
Frank. Okay. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to be right back with our friends over from the Sheraton right here in Reading. It is about 18 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in Reading. The only full-service jewelry store in town, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4.
I'll be your dream, I'll be your wish, I'll be your fantasy. I'll be your hope, I'll be your love, be everything that you need. I love you more with every breath, truly, madly, deeply do. I will be strong, I will be faithful, cause I'm counting on.
Gordon here with Coachmaster Collision Repair. That's correct. As a new owner of Coachmaster, I'd like to thank Don Speck for his long commitment and dedication to the automotive collision business. For over 50 years, Coachmaster has been offering the highest standard in auto collision repair. If you had a vehicle repaired by Coachmaster in the last 20 years, then we've already met. Coachmaster will continue to offer the same personal service, quality-driven technicians, and pride in every job we do. We'll miss Don as an instructor at Shasta College, his public service, and many entertaining commercials over the years.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. From laser and 3D frame alignment machines and computerized paint matching technology to qualified technicians working on your vehicle. Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road in Redding.
And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on Them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call him at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KCNR.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
It's all systems go for Turtle Bay Exploration Park's annual fundraising auction, Gene, Jules, and Jazz, Out of This World, coming Saturday, March 24th at the Redding Civic Auditorium. Get ready to blast off for a fun evening of entertainment, hors d'oeuvres, live auction, and more. All proceeds support Turtle Bay's educational programming and events. Individual tickets and patron tables are available by phone at 530-242-3143 or online at turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park, isn't it wonderful?
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 1460 with Carl Lindebach. Good morning, everybody. Linda's on assignment this morning. It is 14 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock here on March the 27th, 2018, for those who are still trying to catch up. 52 degrees, going up to 78 today. It's going to be a beautiful day out there. We don't have to worry about rain. It's going to be not too hot, not too cold. It's going to be really nice. All of this, the weather report is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call, 365-3793. Discounts for seniors, veterans, and payment plans out there if you're using a lot of propane up in the hills. We're here with Lindsay Myers.
Good morning.
Myers.
Yes.
Who is the general manager of the Sheraton.
Yes, sir.
In Redding.
Mm-hmm.
Doing a magnificent job, may I say, Lindsay?
Thank you very much.
And she brought with him her, Kirk Harrison, who is, you're the kind of like the head of all the food and beverage over there.
Director of food and beverage.
Over there.
All the good stuff
with the mosaic.
Yeah, and banquets, catering, events.
All that stuff, yeah. Yeah. I'll tell you what, if you haven't eaten mosaic, and I think everybody in town has, by the time you can't get in there. Half the time. So you have to make reservations. Can we come in at 5 o'clock? I don't know.
I was going to how far ahead do you recommend?
Well, we had to call Mike Warren to get us in one day at 5 o'clock, 2 weeks in advance. Mike, you think you might be able to get us in, maybe sit at the bar?
Oh, that's not true.
No,
we'll get you in.
I know. I'm just kidding. I'm just trying to say it's very popular. There's a good reason for it.
It is. We fill up most weekend nights a couple days before. Sunday through Wednesday, generally half the restaurant we see for walk-ins, so you're welcome to come in at that point. But
sure.
Fridays and Saturdays, we definitely fill up a couple of days before that.
And what happens is we were going to a concert, so went at Civic, what makes sense to us is you go in and you have dinner, and then you just kind of wander on over there to the Civic after dinner. So, but you've got a big thing coming up here. You've got Easter.
We do. Our first Easter. We're excited to be open for it. So we're doing two different venue options for Easter. We have a great buffet that we're doing inside our ballroom.
And then we're also doing a menu inside Mosaic specifically just for Easter. But we have a lot of fun stuff going on. We have some live music. We have the animals from Turtle Bay making an appearance. And we also have two Easter egg hunts coming in.
Oh, Easter egg hunts. Do you have, is that for kids or can we get adults into those? No, I'm just kidding.
You can jump in.
They can jump in.
Yeah, we have before.
If you haven't been over there, how would you describe the food?
Let me tell you about Easter. This Easter ballroom shindig is going to be quite grand. It's going to have a double-sided 60-foot buffet. It's so big, in fact, that we had to rent equipment just from Sacramento to pull this thing off. It's going to have dual carving stations of prime rib and maple-glazed honey ham. Also, it's going to have omelet station, number of food stations, including a braised beef tenderloin with a mustard garlic rub, garlic basil chicken, as well as roasted potatoes, skillets, 7 different kinds of salads, 7 different kinds of desserts, as well as, to top it all off, a seafood station with shrimp cocktail, crab legs, etc. You name it, we have it. Also has live music and a bottomless champagne. And that's all in the ballroom.
That's a lot.
That's a mouthful. A belly full. That's 12 mouthfuls. Okay. Now, when you say the seafood station, because, you know, frankly, you can lose money on this one.
Yeah,
you got crab legs and shrimp.
And then house-cured salmon.
Oh.
Yeah.
I've had that. I've had your salmon.
Yeah, it's great. On the charcuterie board, too.
Yeah, that's great. Okay.
Yeah, that's great.
So you've got it all there. Music. Easter egg hunts.
Yep. Easter egg hunt. There's going to be two of them, one at 11, one at 1, so we can get all different guests at different times. Mm-hmm. And then at noon in the lobby of the hotel, Turtle Bay is going to be bringing by one or two animals for a short little visit for anybody that's there.
Well, she had skunk. I love the skunk.
Sweet Pea is just,
she's cool. She's been in here before. Several times has been in here, and when they brought the porcupine,
Spike
came in here, and I tell you what, you talk about hilarity ensued when Spike decided you want to get underneath Bob's chair and go back there and start checking out what those wires are. Well, you know what?
How do you dissuade a porcupine from going where it wants to?
And you know what? What are you going to do? Because the porcupine is supposed to respond to a tennis ball on a stick. Did you know that?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's what they do. They put it in front, and so when he sees it, he knows there's supposed to be food. Now, they're not the brightest lights in the shed, and so he was back there, and if Spike starts chewing on a wire, we have a sign that's been up there for a long time, don't cut the red wire, everything terrible happens. So she's tapping that tennis ball on the ground. Bob's standing at this point on his chair, and then Spike, we finally got Spike turned and back.
Aww.
And then Spike kind of much does what Spike wants.
Spike's pretty cool.
Spike's pretty cool. Yeah. So anyway, this sounds great. So
it is great. It is great. And you know what else is cool about it is the idea that we can have one property in two distinct venues with two different kind of identities. So you have the idea of the grand ballroom in the Sheraton and also in Mosaic. It's something that's going to be really fun, spirited, and lively with a prefix menu with outside patio games, a Bloody Mary bar, and a mimosa bar. So two different kind of vibes.
I think the Bloody Mary bar is going to be my favorite.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome.
Oh, you guys are making it difficult here. See, it's Tuesday, so it's another what, 4 or 5 days. You know, I've eaten at the Mosaic, but I've also been there for a banquet. So, you know, a lot of times when you're out there in a banquet, it's a banquet, right? I mean, you know, the service, you know, it's not like that.
We try not to make it like that.
This is like you've ordered a dinner, and it's brought to your plate, and there's somebody there sitting there or standing there that's attending your table that acts like they've just waited on you, and that they're, hey, can I get you some more water? Oh, you need to take this back. I mean, because when you're serving large meals, and one of it was a little bit rare for our guests. Again, this was at a banquet, gone and back. I mean, and back, cooked just right. Perfect. So this kind of thing also just kind of tells you the quality and the care that you have in your food and beverage, and just the overall. Thank you. Oh no, you all really set the bar high.
We do our best.
Now for this one right here. So when is the one of the times you say it starts at
10 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Reservations
on the half hour. It's not quite as maxed out as we'd like for this event. We're limited sales on this because it's our first one. We want to make sure we do it absolutely right.
Right.
So we're about a third full now. We expect to be sold out probably by Friday.
Yeah. But
and the ballroom is great for bigger parties, yeah, too. So we can accommodate up to 15, 20 people. So you, yep, could bring your whole family for Easter.
Oh, okay. So, yep, you could, you know, push tables together and all those kind of things, mm-hmm, if you need to. So how much is the for this? For this extravaganza?
Yeah, ballroom is 48 for adults, 19 for kids. Like I said, it includes the buffet. You also have table service in there, as you referenced.
Mm-hmm.
Live music, bottomless champagne, which is always a seller.
It's always good.
Yeah, that's always a seller. I mean, can you drink a 48 worth, right? That's how hard it
is. I see Mark Story out there. He can usually drink that much.
And then the mosaic is 39 for adults and then 14 for kids. And, of course, that includes the three-course prefix menu as well as the Bloody Mary bar and the Mimosa bar.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. So this is your first time at it.
Yeah.
And I can just, you know, I mean, I don't know how many banquets you've had. I was at the electrician's ball. And that one was great, like I said.
Thank you. We've done probably 10, 15 banquets already.
Yeah.
Already?
We've been pretty busy. Yeah. Our boardroom has been very busy. That's typically sold 2 to 3 times a week right now.
What is the boardroom exactly?
The boardroom is the Shasta boardroom. It used to be a part of the Turtle Bay campus, so it used to be the Judith Smith classroom, and we've turned that into our own little private dining room and or used mainly during the days for more of a boardroom setting. But you can do a dinner party in there for about 25, 30 people in there as well.
Oh, you can. Okay, that's, mm-hmm, good to know there too. So you can have a private dinner in, mm-hmm, there. And then tell me about the chef's table.
Oh, the chef's table is super cool. It's an all-inclusive kind of experience where you can see between 6 and 10 people at a table that's right next to the entrance of the kitchen. It has a big open window that you can actually see everything that's going on in the kitchen. You're kind of part of the action. You can see the staff coming in and out, calling orders, you know, basic staff stuff.
Do you get a special menu there or anything?
Sometimes you can. We're actually going to launch in April, maybe May, a coursing menu that you can get there where the chef comes out, tells you about the courses, and then I pair wines with each of the different dishes. So we have that. We already have one in place that we've used for the last Turtle Bay auction winners, and we're getting ready to roll that out soon.
Okay. Yeah, I'm here with Lindsay Myers, who's the general manager of the Sheraton here in Reading, which is...
Hello.
Hello. And is... I mean, it's a. If you have not been there, I invite you to
please
go down. Just if you do nothing else, but just come in and take a look at it and walk around the grounds and look at the place. I guarantee you, you're going to really be not amazed is not the right word. You're going to really, really find this the ambiance there
and feel comfortable.
Really nice.
I think it's a great place. You go walk around the bridge. You can see some of the trails. Go through the gardens. And then come right back up the sidewalk and go walk through the lobby. See, we have a lot of great art that's, you know, on display. And then walk
local
over
guides,
to Mosaic.
Yeah,
absolutely. Grab a local beer at Mosaic Bar or maybe a pizza inside the restaurant. It's just a great atmosphere.
By the way, your pizzas there are just outstanding. You make them fresh right there.
Oh, yeah. Fresh. And you've got 800-degree Earthstone oven.
And this is Kirk Harrison right here, who is head of the beverage and food management and does all that. And if you haven't, those pizzas are just outstanding.
Yes.
I had one the other day with Randall Hemplin, and I were down there for lunch. We came through.
And you know, one question we get often is if the pizzas can be gluten-free. And all of our pizzas, actually, we have a gluten-free crust that we can serve, too.
There's people that need that.
Some people do.
And your, what is it, your meat monster or whatever that was?
Meat locker.
The meat locker.
Yeah.
Huh.
The meat locker.
I being a lifelong Reading native, which puts me in a decided minority, I was really amused during the project's phases at all the naysayers who said, this will never fly. This ain't Reading. Well, guess again.
This is Reading.
Yeah. Oh, we're busy. We've done 22,000 covers since we opened in just 11 weeks. So we're
excuse me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of people.
22,000.
I mean, yeah, we'll do 500 a night.
And let me throw this out. We have friends that travel all over the world. Came up to visit us that night for the banquet and for an event. And they traveled and they've stayed in a lot of different places. And they weren't treated specially, you know, because we never mentioned anything. And not that we would need to, but they came in and they said it was one of the best experiences they've ever had. checking into the the Sheraton.
We love that.
The way they were treated, the rooms, the whole thing.
Service is so important for us. So we continue to focus on our service levels. Right now, we're actually ranked the number one Sheraton in North America from all of our guest surveys that they receive after checkout.
Number one.
Wow.
Yep.
Well,
pretty cool.
Hey, by the way, last thing too is if you're on for a run or a walk down the trail, you can always still come to Mosaic because you are dog friendly out there. So you can have little dog watering stations in. And I don't know if you have a little doggy menu yet?
Yes, we do. Dog menu.
Dog menu. Okay, y'all thought of everything. Okay, Lindsay Myers, who is the general manager of the Redding, of the Sheraton Redding here, and Kirk Harrison, head of the food and beverage, and they're having a big Easter banquet. The Easter brunch, I should say, this Sunday. It starts at
10 a.m.
And it's over at
2 p.m.
2 p.m. If you don't have plans, go on down there. You're going to have a great time. It just sounds like just an outstanding event.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back with Mark Story from Haven Humane.
Community Talk Radio for the North State, AM 1460, KCNR, Shasta, Reading. The news brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. See their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive.
This hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. President Trump's job approval ratings are on the rise.
The latest APNORC poll shows 42% of Americans approve of the president's performance. That's up 7 points from historic lows a month ago. A growing American economy and passage of a Republican tax overhaul appear to be helping to lift those numbers. Nearly half of those surveyed approve of Mr. Trump's handling of the economy. The ratings are lower for his handling of North Korea, trade, and gun control. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Russia's promising retaliation against countries, including the U.S., that are expelling its diplomats over that deadly nerve agent attack in England. House Speaker Paul Ryan, once again, denying rumors that he is about to resign.
A spokeswoman for Ryan issued a statement saying the speaker is not resigning after rumors started circulating again this week that he was ready to step down. Nevada Republican Mark Amadei told a local TV station that the rumor mill in Washington was that Ryan would step down in the next 30 to 60 days and that he's likely to be replaced by Louisiana Steve Scalise. Speculation about Ryan's future has been circulating for months. For the record, Ryan has said he'll make a decision about re-election later this spring.
Capitol Hill correspondent Wally Hines. A Michigan State University official who oversaw a clinic where disgraced former sports doctor Larry Nassar worked is facing criminal charges. 70-year-old William Strample is accused of inappropriately touching a student and storing nude photos of female students on his work computer. He was the dean of the College of Osteopathic Medicine until late last year. Following last week's fatal pedestrian accident in a Phoenix suburb, Arizona's governor has suspended Uber's self-driving vehicle testing privileges in his state. On Wall Street, the Dow up 67 points, NASDAQ down 17. More on these stories at townhall.com.
From the creators of The Case for Christ.
All these years, this church has been here. Now it's the crime scene.
The church has brought nothing but controversy to the school for years.
When we are divided, we must remember what we stand for.
We cannot respond to hate with more hate.
This Easter, in the darkness, we are called to be the light.
Without grace is our goal, which is fighting.
God's Not Dead, A Light in Darkness, starring David A.R. White and John Corbett. In theaters March 30th, rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. Go to godsnotdead.com.
Are you a responsible person who finds yourself growing deeper in credit card debt? Then get ready for a toll-free number that will put you on a path to financial recovery. Trinity Debt Management will consolidate your accounts and work with your creditors. You'll save thousands and become debt-free for keeps. If your debt has you down, we should talk. Call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. 1-800-990-6976. 1-800-990-6976.
Thousands of Syrian rebel fighters and civilians being bussed from eastern Ghouta after two rebel groups reached a withdrawal deal with Syria's government.
It could well be that, I guess, once that train leaves Chinese territory and is back in North Korean territory with Kim Jong-un or whoever it is, maybe some other North Korean VIP, maybe then we'll hear about it from the Chinese government. But at the moment, no confirmation. And despite the best efforts of journalists who've been tearing around Beijing, attempting to film and analyze that motorcade wherever it's been, no confirmation of what the meeting's been about, who it is, how important it is. So everybody's still guessing.
The BBC's Stephen McDonald reporting on the possibility that North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un has paid a visit to China. It would be his first visit to Beijing as the North Korean head of state. News and analysis, townhall.com. The Florida trial of the Pulse nightclub gunman's widow will go on.
A motion for mistrial by lawyers representing Noor Salmon was rejected by U.S. District Judge Paul Byron yesterday. Byron ruled that Saturday's revelation by U.S. Attorney Sarah Sweeney that Salmon's father-in-law was an FBI informant for 11 years has little bearing on her trial. The 31-year-old Salmon is accused of helping her husband, Omar Mateen, plan the June 2016 attack in which 49 people were killed in the Pulse nightclub in Orlando, Florida. Salmon's defense is scheduled to wrap up this week. I'm Mike Rossia.
Self-driving car pioneer Waymo will buy up to 20,000 electric vehicles from Jaguar Land Rover to help realize its vision for a robotic ride-hailing service. Commitment marking another step in Waymo's evolution from a project started by Google 9 years ago to a spin-off that's gearing up for an attempt to reshape the transportation business. More on these stories from townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios at KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot. It's Tuesday. Linda's on assignment today. Good morning, everybody. I hope you're doing well. It's 5.5 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock, and the news is always brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Open 7 days a week. Great service. Great walk-in humidor. Redoing, and they're still redoing a few things there. And coffee. You can buy coffee by the pound and exotic coffee there. All of this at Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. What's the weather look like there, bad guy?
Carl, National Weather Service calling a high of 78. I'm calling baloney and saying it's going to hit 80. In downtown. I will predict 80 degrees in downtown Reading, and with the help of the Dark Sky app. 47 will be your overnight low. Looking ahead to the next several days, clear skies and temperatures moving into that well past the 80-degree mark all the way through Saturday and Sunday. Come next Monday, it'll drop off a little bit on the long-range forecast. No rain in sight for the next 10 days, but runoff, of course, will continue to fill Shasta Lake, which is currently a mere 27 feet from the top of the dam. My guess is they'll bring it up to 10 feet down, and that's where it will. They'll leave a little cushion in it, but that's a good start to the season. Current temperature in downtown Reading is 49 degrees, and all of the above information brought to you gladly by our good friends at Shasta Gas Propane.
A better-known business, Chuck and Judy Kinney there, that give discounts for seniors and veterans. Give them a call at 365-3793. Won awards for hiring veterans. You know, Chuck Kinney is just a dynamo down there. He just keeps finding new things to start up with. And this portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air, another better-known business right here in Reading for over 25 years. Voted best in the North State. They can work any type of heating or cooling systems, and these are the people that work on ours. Give them a call, 221-2642, or check out their website at homecomfort.org. If it's the last Tuesday of the month, it's got to be Mark's story. How you doing, buddy?
Good morning. I'm excellent. How are you?
You know what? I am really good. I've been hunting in the weekends. I've been going to all these great events, these great concerts. And by the way, we just had in here Lindsay Myers, who is the general manager of the Sheraton, mm-hmm. and also Kirk Harrison, who is heads up their beverage and food guy. And they are having a wonderful brunch this weekend. Over there at the Sheraton. It starts at 10 o'clock. It goes till 2, but they've got two carving stations, 60-foot-long tables, bringing in equipment from Sacramento to be able to do all of this. 7 different types of salads, desserts, a seafood station, bottomless seafood station, too, and all the champagne you can drink for $48 a ticket. That's $48 a ticket. And they, as they walked out, said, you know what, Carl? Give away 2. Of those brunches. 2 of those brunches. So that's $48. That'd be $96 worth of free food on Easter Sunday to the fifth caller. 605-4567 to the fifth caller. Think about this. Easter brunch.
One package, two people.
It's one package, two people. That's right. Easter brunch. It's a $96 value, and it's for the fifth caller. The fifth caller. Okay. Good morning, buddy.
Good morning.
What's going on over there at Haven Humane?
Well, we just had Doggy Dash on Saturday at Turtle Bay.
That was great out there.
It was fantastic. The weather was good. It held.
I tell you what. Saturday, I thought it was going to be raining and cold.
So did I.
And I was up in the mountains where it was snowing. I mean, it literally was snowing when I first got there. And it cleared off. I mean, we actually had kind of like blue skies. So how was yours? Did you have that same thing?
It was nice. It was nice in the morning, and then we got some rain in the afternoon after the race was over, which was fantastic.
Yeah.
So I do want to thank a couple of our sponsors one last time, because we couldn't do it without them. Our teacher sponsor was Dr. Rachel Barnhart. Our bottle sponsor is Dr. Shiva Nakravish. And then we had a booth sponsor, Redding CrossFit, and then True Ride came out and set up a booth on the other side, and also all of our amazing trail sponsors and our media partners.
Hey, let me tell you, I met the True Ride people Saturday night at the at the Turtle Bay fundraiser.
Yeah.
And what great people they are. Used to be Tops. Her family was the Tops Market people.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
We have a winner. Or do we have a winner?
We do.
We have a winner. Okay. Stop calling. We have a winner. Okay. Stop calling. We have a winner. I'm sorry. We have a winner. We have a winner. Sorry.
But
I could have made that the 25th caller, but then Bob would have had to work the whole day on this.
He's already winded for crying out loud.
He's winded from this. Okay, is this Carrie?
Yeah.
Carrie B, you've won the Easter brunch for two
at the Sheridan.
I'm going to call Lindsay Meyer, the general manager over there, and give him your phone number, and we'll give you a call and give you her personal phone number too. So congratulations. I bet you're going to have a great time.
Yeah, congratulations.
Oh,
that's awesome.
Yep. Okay.
So Doggy Dash, yes. We were down.
Anyway, True Ride. Let me talk about True Ride.
Okay.
They are really jumping into things around here. They're supporting different events like this one, like yours, getting out there. I really like their attitude.
Yeah, they were fantastic. They showed up early. They set up the booth on the other side. They controlled the water station across the sundial. I didn't get a chance to go over there and talk to them because I was so swamped doing the other stuff. But they were huge. I know that they did do a video and posted it on our Facebook, which was great, or we got it onto our Facebook. So, I appreciate everything that they do. And all the volunteers and the staff that made this race happen, and then all the runners that showed up. You know, it was questionable weather at best. It was a little bit chilly in the morning, but we had a lot of runners. We had about 140 runners, and we had quite a few dogs out there, which was great. Nobody got hurt. The bridge was
always a big thing.
Well, it was a big thing because the bridge when we got there was frozen, so it was like
slippery.
Just walking across was like ice skating. It was crazy. And this was at 7:30-ish. But by 9:15, it was good, and they actually ran their little Zamboni thing across it, which helped us out great. Turtle Bay, the staff was fantastic.
They have a Zamboni type thing?
Yeah, they have that thing that cleans it. It's kind of like a little Zamboni, and he ran it across. He goes, yeah, we can run it real quick. And so they ran it across, which I think helped out immensely. So,
good.
We really appreciate it. Turtle Bay was great. The course was fantastic. And so we look forward to a bigger event next year again. We're going to try and do it again. You know, this time of year, it's kind of up in the air about the weather. But we've been lucky 2 years in a row. So we hope that next year we'll have more people come out with their dogs and run. And, we had some fast runners, and we had some people that just came out just to support, which was fantastic. So it was a lot of fun.
Wow, cool.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? I'm glad because it was, it's a good effort, and all the money goes to a good cause.
Too. Absolutely.
So, okay, all these things you've got going here.
We got a lot going on, yeah.
You've got
I couldn't bring you a sheet that didn't have a whole lot of topics on it because you complained about it. So,
well, when you bring in three topics, and you know,
but we still fill an hour.
We do.
We have 40, enough going on.
47 minutes.
That's right.
Okay, I'm going to take a quick break here, an early break, and then we'll get back into because anytime we need to start talking about altering things, I think it needs a little bit of the right music coming in, Bob. We're going to be talking about altering animals, you know. So I like to have a certain kind of music when you bring it back in. And that's going to be up to you to try and figure out what kind of music it is for pet altering types of music.
You're really going to laugh when you hear the song he's got queued up.
I can't wait to hear this. Anyway, hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms. This is a locally owned, locally operated firearms dealer. Right here in town. This is where I buy my guns at. Right there at Bastiani Arms. John and Sarah Bastiani. Why? Because the customer service they have there from all their people is just outstanding. They have a full selection of firearms, all the accessories. They've got classes on concealed carry, hunter safety. They have it all. Whatever you're looking for. And again, you can learn so much just down there talking to their people. They never talk down. I've watched people that have never maybe even held a firearm before come in there, and they treat them so well with respect and never once talking down to people. And that's cool when you think about it. It's very rare when you go into a lot of gun shops. Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading. And veterans, you get a discount at Bastiani Arms. Open Tuesday through Saturday. We'll be right back with Mark Story. It's a quarter after the hour of 8 o'clock right here at Free Fire Radio.
For inspiration. Service Spa is our most amazing amenity at Wind River Resort and Casino that will cleanse away your stress and renew you. Step inside and begin a relaxing journey that will soothe the mind and awaken the spirit. At Wind River Retreat, indulge in our beautiful spa overlooking the calming waters of Clear Creek. Let us help you unwind your mind, body, and soul with catered and customized treatments. Our spa is modern, serene, and clean. Here at Wind River Retreat, our exceptional menu of treatments allows you to select services that will calm the mind, body, and soul. Spend an hour or spend a day with us, offering massage, facials, nail care, and waxing, featuring farmhouse fresh products for skincare and body treatments. We're the only spa in Reading that has a steam sauna for both men and women. Book your appointment today at 530-245-9494. Download the Wind River app. Gift certificates available for purchase. Relaxation is better at the river.
Cold weather is quickly approaching Northern California. Give SST Oil a call today to hear their competitive prices for home heating fuel. Veterans are offered a 5% discount on heater sales and services and a 5% discount on home heating fuels. That's SST Oil. Give them a call at 241-1167. That's 241-1167. SST Oil. SST Oil supports our veteran community.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Reading Kia, inviting you to clean up with big savings during Reading Kia's spring cleanup sale.
Kia, America's best value gives you more, like America's best warranty and great gas mileage.
It's the 51 mile per gallon 2018 Kia Niro, highest ranked small SUV in initial quality in 2017. You have got to drive this car.
And you'll clean up on a new 2018 Kia Optima, EPA rated 36 miles per gallon highway, lots of room for your friends and family, and a ride you're going to love.
The 2018 Kia Sorento, highest-ranked midsize SUV in initial quality in 2017, is available now and at a great sale price.
And you'll really clean up with complimentary lifetime oil changes when you purchase your next vehicle at Reading Kia. So come on, take a test drive, make a great deal, and be happy at your Kia Superstore.
Reading Kia's spring cleanup sale on now. For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. We both own Kias, and we love them.
Reading Kia, Facebook, Instagram, ReadingKia.com.
Tobacco and Brew has been a sponsor here on KCNR 1460 since we started the station 8 years ago. A long-standing Reading tradition, Tobacco and Brew is locally owned, backs our veterans, and does so much more for this community. It's located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Check out their new lines, new products, new briar pipes, and of course, the famous walk-in humidor. Come in and see the newly remodeled Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week.
Got something stuck in your craw? Give us a call, 605-4567.
I've been told about you. Came from the midnight shoulder. What's he been?
don't want to let this get to the refrain.
Well, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 1460. I guess we're going to turn that one down before it gets too late. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here at KCNR 1460.
Technically, it's not illegal, but some people would look at the radio askance.
Oh, well, they look at askance anyway every time I have Mark Story on.
Oh, it's me. Okay.
18 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock here on the 27th of March. 52 degrees, going up to 78 today. I want to talk about two things that are really special. The first one, tomorrow, you've got to go down to Jersey Mike's Subs and get lunch there. Every dollar, 100%, I'm not saying after this or after that, 100% of the day's sales, every single dollar that comes in is going to go to the Shasta County Child Abuse Prevention Council. Mark Story's going down there tomorrow.
I will.
I'm going down there tomorrow. Bob Belongi's going down there tomorrow. I want you to go down there tomorrow. This is something that Jersey Mike's does for a lot of different organizations, but this is really a great one right here. So thanks again to Bev Mills so much for doing this. And not only that, but the food is just absolutely outstanding, too. The sandwiches are outstanding. The second thing I want you to do is I want you to head on down to the VFW Post 1934 on Saturday between 4 and 6 p.m. and buy a spaghetti dinner for $10 or just give a donation to help a World War II prisoner of war, 97 years old, be able to move back into his home. He was injured, and they're trying to raise $4,000. You know what? $4,000 to put a ramp there so he can get his wheelchair in because he can't walk anymore open up the doors a little in his so he can get the wheelchair through the doors in his house. $4,000. That's about, that's very little to be able to get this man back in his home with his daughter. He doesn't live by himself. His daughter's with him, helping him take care of him. Saturday, March 31st, 4 to 6 p.m. at VFW Post 1934 on Oregon Street right next to Woody's, 1251 Oregon Street. Give them a call, 241-9168. You know, I feel very strongly about both of these. And I'm going to hit both of them and see what else we can do, too, for this this 97-year-old Robert Butler. Okay, I'm here with Mark Story. Speaking about somebody that does things for our community, again, another person that cares, Mark Story from Haven Humane, CEO of Haven Humane.
Good morning.
How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good. I'm doing great.
Great. Okay, now, there are some things. Now, I said we had to take a break because we're going to talk about neutering. And Bob is trying to find a neutering type of song, but the only thing he could find was Like a Virgin. And I said, I don't think we can play that. So, cat altering special.
Wow.
A cat altering special.
Yeah, thanks to PetSmart Charities Foundation, we got a grant to be able to spay neuter 1,500 cats. And it will cost the owner of the cat $25. So you can call our clinic, schedule that between 9 and 1 or 2 to 3, Monday through Friday, to make an appointment for that. So $25, you get your cat altered.
As long as you have $1,500. I mean, as long as that money lasts. Right?
No, it'll be for 1,500 cats.
Oh, I meant 1,500 cats.
Right.
Okay. For as long. Okay.
Yeah, so,
now, it doesn't have to be your cat either. So I can catch all the cats in the neighborhood, just bring them right in. Why?
No, this doesn't.
It's just one per?
This does not apply to feral cats. This applies to house. This applies to domestic cats.
Well, how do you tell?
If it's going to bite your arm and our staff has to sedate and hold them in a different way, then that's going to take a lot more time than it would with a friendly cat. So these are for owned cats, domestic friendly cats. These are for pet cats.
Okay.
But no, there is not a limit. If you have more than one cat, you can bring in more than one cat.
I'm going to tell Karen about this.
Absolutely.
See, I think she's got 12. Okay. So you can only make appointments between 9 and 1 and 2 to 3.
Right. Just call our clinic.
Just call
241-1658.
Okay. Well, that's a good deal.
Absolutely, yeah.
Because how much does it usually cost?
It depends on the cat and the cost, but it's usually $47 for males and $67 for females, depending on as long as everything goes normal.
What about feral cats?
Feral cats are 45, and you can drop them off Monday through Thursday before 9 o'clock in a trap, and it's $45. But that also includes...
in the trap. Okay,
yes, they have to be in a trap, and they have to be feral cats. And you can drop them off before 9 o'clock Monday through Thursday. $45 includes the spay-neuter rabies vaccination as well, and then they'll tip the ears so they know that they're vaccinated.
And that they've been altered.
So right, and then you pick them up later that day. We can only do five a day, so you need to get there early, though.
Have you ever seen how many animals that feral cats kill?
Have you seen studies of that?
There was a documentary in England about house cats and what they did to the local population of rabbits, birds, moles.
So I can show you, they were killers. So you can show me one study saying one thing, and I can show you another study showing another thing. But if you go by the numbers they give you, then half of the bird population is decimated by cats every single year, which is absolutely impossible. So I don't I don't believe that they're doing that. And well-fed cats aren't going to really kill that much life, that much wildlife. They don't do it to feed. They don't do it for food source. They do it because they have a prey drive.
What about feral cats?
Yeah, though they almost always have a food source as well.
Really?
Yeah, they're not going to survive off of the wildlife. They're not good enough to catch them in order to survive off of them.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, it might supplement them a little bit, but more than anything, it's just a prey drive for them.
So that people feed the feral cats.
Yeah, people are feeding them. Absolutely.
Yeah, okay, I saw they had a bunch of them in the rocks along a causeway down there in San Diego, right on the beach.
Mm-hmm.
And there was probably 25 cats in there, and this guy would come in there every morning and feed them, and they'd all come out. And
yep, they're colonies.
Yeah, they had, exactly. Okay, so $25 to get your pet neutered, either neutered or spayed.
Correct.
Great, good advice.
Yep. Okay. 241-1658, call the clinic.
Okay, officer and animal regulation van.
Oh, yeah, community outreach. So we've got Rev Rumble and Roar coming up. Rev Rumble and Roar will be at the library on April 14th, and we're going to have one of our animal regulation vans out there. That's when they bring all the big vehicles out there, the fire trucks and all the big maintenance trucks and stuff. It's really cool for the kids. That's going to be April 14th. And then the next Saturday will be April 21st. Will be the Whole Earth and Watershed Festival. We will have our big rig out there. Amy will be out there with a bunch of adoptable animals as well, a bunch of adoptable dogs there. And I don't have times on that, but just look, that's going to be advertised by both of those organizations that are running that.
Yeah, we'll be talking about it too.
Yeah. Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. So come on out, you know, support the local folks that are out there. You know, the Watershed Festival has a lot of people that come out there. I mean, it's huge. It's all in front of City Hall. And it's, you know, with that the whole circle right there, it's full. They have lots and lots of people there.
Is that Earth Day?
Yeah, it is.
It's Earth Day, too.
Yeah, and they call it the Whole Earth and Watershed Festival now. But
I remember the very first Earth Day. It was like 1968, something like that. It was called Earth Day. In 1968, maybe it was 70, something like that. I was 2 years old.
That's not true at all.
No, and you were probably marching in that because you were what, you were like 19 then.
1968. I was 2 years still in the queue. So
1970 was
I was in the queue, so I still had 2 years to go before
1970
I was born.
Was the first Earth Day.
Oh, I was alive for 1970. Oh no, I wasn't because it was in April.
1970.
I was born in July.
Yeah, I knew it was something like that. It must have. You know what? I tell you what, 1970 is right before I went into the Marine Corps. That's why I remember. Okay.
So, yeah, so come on out, support them. It's great. And then we do have our second Tuesday Club coming up. It's going to be at Market Street Steakhouse in April. So that's going to be April 10th, Tuesday, April 10th from 5 to 9 p.m.
We like Market Street
Market Steakhouse. Market Street Steakhouse, yeah, like, great food.
We like Kenny. Kenny's a good guy.
Yeah, he is, and he helps out the community. He's a big community guy.
He is another big community guy.
And so come on out. They have graciously donated a portion of the proceeds to help us with the animals. And so come on out, grab some friends, go have a good dinner at Market Street Steakhouse, 5
April
to 9.
10th.
April 10th. Tuesday, April 10th, yep.
Well, that's
coming up.
Very quick.
Yeah.
Okay. You know what, Mark? What happened to January and February? Well, you know, that's why I say 2018, in case people are still trying to catch up what's happening here. So how do you line up the restaurants for this?
We usually go out and solicit and see who is interested in doing it. One of the things that I like to do is, obviously, we want to go local. So we try and get local restaurants, you know, not necessarily chain restaurants, but local ones. And we have done chain ones, too, because they're owned locally, which is great. So we just go out to them. Our development staff, April's team, goes out and talks to them. We have some that we do every single year, which is great. And we have some that we kind of alternate a little bit. But yeah, you know, it's all part of community and helping each other out. So it's great. It's a win-win for them too. 'Cause it's a Tuesday night, which is historically not, I don't think it's the best night, although here a lot of people eat out. That was one thing that Tina and I noticed when we came.
There's a lot of people that eat out in this town. I mean, you've got restaurants everywhere, and they're still open.
Yeah, but we do advertising for it, and then, you know, they give us a portion of the proceeds back, which is great, and so it's a win-win. They can support us, we can support them, and, you know, it's just community coming together. It's just another example of that, so.
Well, it's a good cause.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hey, we're going to take a break here. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Home Helpers. Home Helpers, if you think about it, Home Helpers has been here for over 11 years. And if you've got a loved one that's recovering from an injury or surgery that can't quite get around, it's going to be a few weeks before that they're able to, you know, really fully be mobile again. Think of Home Helpers. Sharon Clark will come over to your house. She'll take a look at your personal needs, and then she will assign somebody there to help, whether it's 2 hours a day or 24 hours a day. Sharon Clark and Home Helpers, all of her people have been, of course, so well-trained, background checks, bonded, insured. They have it all there at Home Helpers. I can't think of another place I would send anybody to when Mark gets ill, and he's old, that I would have Home Helpers come help Tina take care of him, because I know she'd get tired of it in a couple of days. Home Helpers. Give them a call at 226-8150 or visit them at readinghomehelpers.com. We'll be right back. Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane.
Posting on social media when leaving town for any period of time. With 66% of all burglaries being committed by someone who knows the victim, sharing where you'll be and how long you'll be gone is a sure sign that your home or business is vulnerable. That's all someone from your social media sphere needs to start scheming their way to your essentials. Wait to post those pictures from Hawaii till after you're home, and you'll save yourself some peace of mind knowing your valuables aren't being taken while you're away.
This security moment brought to you by North State Security, an ounce of prevention since 1968.
Jastina Ranch, the planned community, brought to you by Palomar Builders in East Reading. Jastina Ranch is right off of Airport Road at the Shasta View entrance. It features a regional park with walking trails, fabulous open spaces, and so much more. With Phase 2 special offerings right now, including a beautiful corner lot with framing completed. With 4 bedrooms, 2 baths, 2-car garage, 1,850 square feet now offered at just $358.8. And over here, Lot 6, absolutely beautiful. Beautiful, including rear yard landscaping. It's a 4-bedroom, 2.5-bath, 3-car garage at 2,408 square feet, now offered at $468.8, and it's move-in ready. See more at ShastinaRanchReading.com. Come experience Shastina Ranch for yourself and find your new home. Contact Rhonda Culp of Coldwell Banker CNC Properties at 949-8613. Palomar Builders, building your memories.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
I am Dan, owner of Dan's Optical Lab. For years, I've made prescription eyewear for other eye doctors throughout the North State. Now I'm opening my lab directly to the public. You can purchase the highest quality in prescription eyewear, but directly from the lab. That means you get it faster, and you get it for less. I don't just sell prescription eyewear, I make it. And because I do, I have to know more about the lens materials, designs, and frames that are available. If you want the highest quality in prescription eyewear, then go where the doctors go, Dan's Optical Lab. Faster for less.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
Does
like a dream.
I'll give you a dollar if you tell me what movie that's from. Not you, Bob. Not you, Bob. Don't let him see it. Don't let him see it. Time's up.
I can't think of it.
Eddie and the Cruisers.
Oh, that's right. Gosh, it was right on the tip of my tongue, too.
Eddie and the Cruisers. Starring Michael Perrier. About a band that, that had this Dynamite album, and then they just the lead singer Eddie disappears, and years later they're trying to do it. They're doing a documentary on it, and like the piano player was now teaching high school English someplace.
So,
it was
really how, was really how many times movie. Have you watched Eddie and the Cruisers and Streets of Fire back to back?
Never back to back. You know what? Thank you.
You'd probably pass out.
No, thank you for this weekend, because now I can. I know I can find them both. Hey, welcome back to the show. It's 26 minutes before 9 o'clock here at Free Fire Radio with Carl and DeBot. Good morning. I hope everything's going well for you. It's a beautiful day out there. It's going to go up to 78 degrees. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off of Athens Avenue. No better place in America, or maybe even the world, then, to get a haircut. In Cypress Square Barbershop, veteran-owned, discounts for seniors and veterans, and, of course, it's man's last stronghold. Cypress Square Barbershop. We're here with Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane, and we're talking about all the things that are going on out there. And just to recapture it, Doggy Dash was just a super success. You know, it was a little bit chilly at the morning. They're having a cat-altering special. They've got a grant for 1,500 cats, but they've got to be your pet cat. And for $25, they will spay or neuter. So say you've got a kitten extravaganza because your cat got out. Not only can you get your pet cat, the mama cat, fixed, in a couple months you can get all the kitties fixed, all for $25 a piece. They're going to have an officer in an animal regulation van at Rev Rumble and Roar on April 14th at the library. And on April 21st, they're going to be at the Whole Earth and Watershed Festival with adoptable animals out there at City Hall. The Second Tuesday Club in April will be at the Market Street Steakhouse from 5 to 9 p.m. on April 10th. And now we're going to talk about volunteer orientation. Because you all run on volunteers.
We do, and our volunteers have just, oh my gosh, they've been amazing. I can't say enough about our volunteers. They've just been fantastic. They're doing so many great programs for us, walking the dogs, socializing the cats, helping in the clinic, helping in licensing, our groomers. They do our canine good citizen training. They do our play group. I mean, our volunteers are just amazing. They come out to all of our stuff. The Rev Love and Roar, the Whole Earth Watershed Festival, that couldn't happen without our volunteers. So, if you've ever thought about volunteering, now's the time to do it. We're going into the good weather. You know, we're going to be in summer before we know it. I can't believe it's going to be April here in a couple days. So our next orientation.
It's how can that be?
Yeah, I don't know.
How can that be April?
It doesn't even feel like 2018.
April 1st, too. April 1st is Easter.
I know.
Easter is here.
It's crazy.
Okay.
So a week from this Saturday, April 7th at 10 a.m., will be our first orientation in April. And then Friday, April 27th at 5:15 p.m. Will be our second one, and those will be in the Haven classroom. Our volunteer coordinator, Wendell, will be re-retiring because I pulled him out of retirement to become our volunteer coordinator. So he will be teaching those. But then hopefully in May, he's going to be able to re-retire. He'll still be a volunteer. And our new volunteer coordinator, Cassie, will be coming in and starting. So come on out to one of those volunteer orientations, see what it's all about, talk to Wendell, talk to Cassie, and you know, see if it's something that's going to work for you. I always tell people if you can get through the first about 3 weeks, you know, you're going to realize that it's more therapeutic for the human than it is for the canine, but it means the world to that dog to get them out and socialize them and the cat and everything else that you're going to that you want to do. You know, we have people help in the clinic, and it's just helped out immensely in the clinic. You've been in the clinic. You see how fast they work, and to have a volunteer in there helping out is just amazing.
I tell you what. I have never seen a neutering, spaying production like that. I mean, I've been out. Well, I tell you, the closest I have seen anything like this is on a ranch when they're bringing in calves.
Oh, it's
to
nothing like that, to
castrate the calves. But you're right; it's nothing like that out there. It is. It is. I mean, it's a little tough on calves. I mean, you know, they're being drug over, or they're in a squeeze. Well, they're being drug over, and they're being cut, and inoculated and dehorned and having this blue stuff put all over their nether region there after you've cut them. And then they're turned loose, and off they go to close up and to, but you know, it's not like they stitch them.
Yeah, not like that.
But what I'm saying is, as far as
the efficiency,
it is absolutely just something else. But at the Haven Humane, the animals are sedated. They've got, while she's working on one, the other one is prepped. After she finishes with this one and closes up, she goes to the second one. This animal is picked up, put on a really nice pillow, you know, a larger pillow, and covered up, and there's somebody there petting them. So when they wake up,
yeah, that's usually the volunteers that are doing that.
Yeah, they're okay.
And Mike Giannini, I believe, I hope I didn't butcher his last name, was our volunteer of the year for last year. He works in the clinic, and he's been working there a lot. I mean, he put in a lot of hours, 3-plus hours a day at the clinic helping them out. He just had surgery, so Mike, if you're listening, we wish you well. And the clinic is definitely looking forward to you getting back. He's going to be out for a couple months, looks like, but he'll be back at it, and he's been just a fantastic volunteer. And all of our volunteers are just amazing. So please come on out, take a look at it, and see if it's something that's going to work for you, because I guarantee it, if you come out, it's not – everybody says, oh, I just can't go through the shelter. I just feel so bad. Well, you know – we're placing those animals in homes, and if we're not, then there's a reason why we're not placing them. With a 95% plus live release rate on dogs, you know, we're doing a great job, and we couldn't do that without the volunteers. So, you know, come through and understand that you're going to make a difference in those animals' lives, and you're going to help us get them adopted faster.
We've done that. We've gone through there. In fact, we've got our placard up on one of the cages down there. And the thing is that you've got some dogs that it just take for some reason, and who knows why it takes longer to adopt them. But you have these volunteers that go out there, take them out, love on them, and all this. And it helps keep them sane in their cages.
It does. And I'm going to tell a quick story because I want to talk about a dog like that. So we had a dog named Bear. And Bear was with us for a long time.
Bear was here.
Yep, Bear was here. And Bear, when he came in, was afraid of his own shadow. He wouldn't come out. We were afraid he might be a fear biter. We weren't sure what was going on with Bear. And the staff started working with him, brought him around enough to put him up to the adoption center, and then that's when the volunteers kicked in. And Bear has made a complete transformation. He is an amazing dog. He's great with other dogs. He's very loving, whereas before he wouldn't even go near somebody. He was absolutely one of my favorite dogs. And, 2 weeks ago, I think it was, on the 17th, he was actually adopted. One of our board members actually adopted him and fell in love with him. And it was funny because two of our board members were actually thinking about adopting him. And one of them adopted him. And he has two other dogs that he lives with now that are both big dogs. And he's just living the high life and just loves it. And
is Bear a big dog? Must be.
He's probably 50 pounds.
Well, you know what? The other day, Amy brought in this little Chihuahua dachshund, I guess, Friday. And Jared, our producer on Fridays, held that dog. And he just says, if I didn't have three, this dog would be going home with me right now.
Yeah, it took a toll.
So, I mean, and I have never seen him do that. And he just loved on that dog. I imagine that dog's gone now.
You know, I'm not sure. I think so, but I'm not sure.
What a cute dog that was.
You know, and we still have Max. We're trying to get Max adopted. Max's whole sponsorship has been, our adoption fee has been sponsored. And he's a great dog. I think he's still there. I wasn't there yesterday, but he's a great dog too. So we're trying to get Max adopted. But, you know, and a whole bunch of other ones. But here's the thing. In most shelters, now thankfully this is changing. So in a lot of shelters, this isn't true now, but in a lot of shelters, Bear would have never had a chance to be adopted. But thanks to our volunteers and our staff working with Bear, not only was he adopted, but he is an amazing dog, and he came out of his shell, and we gave him that extra time. And thanks to our volunteers, thanks to our staff loving these animals, we're able to do that more often, and that's why our live release rate is so high, and that's why, you know, we promote the adoption, and this community adopting is just amazing. So yeah, Bear was definitely a success story, and I could go on and on about a whole bunch of other ones. But
well, you've been doing a great job, you know, Mark, and you and all your guys. And 95%, and now we're working on that. We're going to take a break. We're going to talk about what we're doing with the kitties. to help increase their chances of adoption, and so we can get up to that 95 for them also. But we're going to take a quick break here. Carl and the Bot, KCNR 1460, this is Free Fire Radio. It's about 17 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock. It's 52 degrees. It's going to go up to 78. Bob says it's going to go up to 80 today, and you know what? He could be right at 80 degrees today, because Bob's very rarely ever wrong. Sometimes he's mistaken, but never wrong. But we'll be right back.
I'll be a man of my word.
Hi, I'm Bruce Blake, owner of Powerhouse Solar. I'm here with Jeb Allen, owner of Palomar Homes, and we're here at the Salt Creek Heights subdivision.
We're very fortunate to be involved with Powerhouse as they do such a great job on the installation. It's clean, it's simple, it's a no-brainer. The first 34 home buyers in Salt Creek subdivision comes with a solar setup already.
The thing that to me is exciting is that each home has the ability to turn their home into a zero-energy home. Mm-hmm. And they can be part of making this a zero-energy community. The system that we're installing, up to 10 panels, will eliminate all of the kilowatt-hour usage of that home. And if they add a pool, if they add an electric car in the future, then at that point they can add more solar to offset those loads as well.
We've already recognized quite a bit of savings by using SunPower and Powerhouse Solar.
If you'd like more information on Salt Creek Heights and how Powerhouse Solar can zero out your energy bill, call 275-5600 today.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, they have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night on the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation and clean, comfortable cabs. Give them a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
A singer in a smoky room, a smell of wine and cheap perfume, for a small
Pavlov.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Yeah, it's really cool to see Mark Story up dancing like that. I never do Mark dance. He's up there. He's doing this. He's doing okay. This kind of like this.
I was lip syncing. I'm not sure I was dancing.
No, you were dancing, man. That was. I saw those feet moving.
I saw you at the Six Wire concert. I was sitting about 10 rows back from you, sir.
Which one, me or him?
You.
Oh, I was dancing. Are you kidding? Six Wire. I was there, and I was singing. I sang along with that, and I was singing so good. I was recording it and recording the guy. It was. And then when I played it back, it was so bad, I dumped the whole video. The only video I have of the lead singer of Journey singing my favorite song, and I dumped it because all you could hear was my voice.
You couldn't hit that delete button fast.
You're the guy from American Idol when they go, has anybody told you you can sing? Yeah, I sing great. No, you don't.
No. Well, no, I don't. I mean, I'm one of the first people, if not the first person next to Linda, who will admit that. I'm here with Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane, and we're talking about a number of things. You've got a quickly going through a dog licensing. Got a clinic coming here April 10th.
Yeah, we've got some clinics coming up. So we've got April 10th from 2 to 4 p.m. at the Lakehead Lions Club. And we will have licenses there for City of Reading, City of Anderson, and Shasta County. Obviously, up in Lakehead, you're probably going to be mostly Shasta County, but just in case you work up there, you can get all those other ones as well. Rabies vaccinations will be $8. Microchipping is also available for dogs and cats. Cats must be in carrier. And then the next clinic will be May 5th at Haven's Pet Fest, which we'll talk about in a minute. Actually, we'll talk about Pet Fest now since it came up. But so save the date. May 5th is going to be our Pet Fest. That's our big open house. We're going to turn the back lot there into a festival area. We are going to have, it's going to go from noon to 5, May 5th, Saturday, May 5th, so Cinco de Mayo. We'll be having a licensing clinic, but more importantly, we're going to have Splash Dogs there with the big pool. They have a new 20 by 40 pool. We're going to have the Westminster Family Dog Show. We're going to have vendors. We're going to have some great food, raffle baskets. There will be a second special event. Oh, there will also be another special event going on at Haven that day, which you will find out.
You were trying to figure that one
yeah,
out.
Yeah, I had to read that one. So we are going to have a special thing that we will announce probably about 2 weeks before that. So okay. Keep an eye on our Facebook page and everything else. And here, yes, definitely. But that's going to be we're really looking forward to it. That's going to be a great day. So come on out. Bring your dog with you. You know, if you want to bring your cat to the licensing clinic, bring them in a crate. And the only reason we don't want cats out there is because cats and dogs, we're afraid somebody's going to get scared and run off. But, yeah, bring your whole family, four-legged family members, too. It's going to be a lot of fun for the kids, a lot of fun for the family. Yeah, it's always a great day, and so we're hoping for some great weather and a lot of fun. Kit Nursery. So the Kit Nursery is going as planned. We're looking at opening that thing up in probably May. We're going to have a kitten shower coming up pretty soon where we're going to be asking for items instead of a baby shower. We're going to have a kitten shower. The kitten nursery, we're really excited about it. We hired our kitten nursery coordinator, Kiva, who's going to be manning that sucker with some other staff members because that will be all the way
it's about 24
hours a day.
Okay. Yeah. So when you say that, okay, so what do you – got to put the roof on or the roof's on?
No, the building's up. We're waiting for the lights to come in. Oh, okay. They're finishing up the interior. They're going to be doing floors probably this week. Then we just have to staff it and get
24 hours a day because kittens eat around the clock.
Correct, yeah.
So you got to be – what do you feed baby kittens?
Formula.
A formula?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and we're going to get a special. I think we're getting
pretty good. What's it taste like?
I have no idea. I've never tasted it.
Really?
Really?
Why?
I tell you what. Bob,
I thought you'd at least dip your finger
Bob,
in it and lick it.
Bob, you're my backup on this. So because you're so curious, I will bring some formula next month, and I will give you a taste of it, and you can let us know how it tastes.
Okay. I'll do that. Wait a minute. When you make it, is it like come out of a bag?
It's out of a, it's just baby formula for kittens.
That's what I thought.
Yeah. It comes out of like a can. Yeah. And then you mix it with water.
Oh, okay.
It's a powder. Yeah. So, so that will be open, like I said, in May. We're really looking forward to it. And that's going to allow us to save some
money. Like monkeys that they need to be like nurtured. You know, like they found that when, if monkeys were not nurtured, they really became like people. They become very reclusive, and even if it was a fake mother symbol with some cloth around it, it would cling to that. Do the kittens do that? Do the kittens need like some kind of of affection like
well,
that?
Yeah, I mean absolutely. I mean that's why you know you have feral cats out there because they never had any contact with humans before. I mean, genetically speaking, there's no difference between a feral cat and a domestic cat. I mean, it's just that they were born out in the wild and didn't have any contact with humans, so they're afraid of them. You know, these kittens that are going to be there, they're going to get that nurturing from our staff and volunteers, because we are going to need volunteers to help us
with that. So they get used to the human
The kitten nursery is really designed to feed them and take care of them until they're old enough to put in foster or put up for adoption. So it's not going to be, we're not going to be adopting out of that building. It's not going to be open to the public.
Okay.
It's going to be strictly
nursery.
It's going to be strictly a nursery.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you have a lot of you never talk about foster appears.
We do. We need more. We need lots and lots of fosters.
I mean, you talk about volunteers, but mainly it's the ones that, you know, that work around there and all this. But what do foster parents, quote, parents do?
Our foster parents are amazing, and, you know, I include them with our volunteers. Mm-hmm. They just volunteer, and a lot of them volunteer at Haven and foster. Most of the time with our fosters, it's going to be kittens or puppies, mm-hmm. Or sick or injured. So it's going to be rehab time. Very rarely do we put a dog into or cat into a home for anything other than that if they're adoptable, because then there's no end game on it. So if they take them out of the kennel, then how do they get seen to get adopted?
Right, you know, no, if they're I understand healthy. That.
So a lot of them is like heartworm treatment is a big one. Demodex, which is a form of mange, but it's not contagious. Mm-hmm. And so basically they just look horrible. They need a bath a couple times a week, sometimes three times a week, and they need lotion put on them, and they're on medicine until that hair comes back because they lose mm-hmm. a lot of their hair. So that's a big one. And then, obviously, kittens and puppies. With mom or without mom, it just depends. With mom, obviously, it's easier on the fosters.
Uh-huh.
And then they'll keep them until they're old enough to get altered, and then they bring them in, and we alter them and put them up for adoption. And a lot of times, you know.
So you cycle, so a volunteer family may cycle through six or seven animals a year then, or more.
Yeah, it just depends on, I mean, we have fosters that, you know, they foster in, you know, kind of in the summer when the kids are home and they have mm-hmm. time to do it, or they might foster, you know, at different times of the year. We have some fosters that foster year round, mm-hmm. But we really need a lot more fosters. We really don't have enough fosters right now, and that's part of what we're hoping to build with the kit nursery as well, is get a whole much more fosters.
I would like you to bring in a foster family or somebody that does that sometime to talk about it. You know, because so when you say, okay, so how much time does this take, and those kind of things, so people really get to know about it. I think it's a great idea. The only problem with fostering I could see is that you have an animal there that, oh my gosh, how can it leave the family then?
There's a lot of foster failures. That's why I can't foster, because I failed every time I fostered.
Well, you want to keep them?
Yeah, and I have.
That's a failure if you
yeah,
keep
foster
the animal?
Failure. Yeah, foster failure, yeah. And we love foster failures. The only problem with the foster failures is at some point they get to a point where they can't foster anymore. And when you have great fosters and they fail, it's like, oh, because we really want them to be able to foster more animals. So, and it is difficult. Like, I can't do it. I mean, it takes a special person to be able to foster. Janet, our executive assistant, she fosters kittens. She's got some now, and she fosters a lot every year, and she takes the little kittens. And, and she, you know, she does a great job with them, and then she brings them back in, and I get attached to the ones she fosters, for crying out loud. So, yeah, I can't foster. I fail every time, but, you know, our fosters, thankfully, are fantastic, just like the rest of our volunteers. And, you know, they're a big part of our team and a big part of how successful we've been. And moving forward, if we're going to get to 90% live release rate on cats, that's one of the components we're really going to need, is we're going to need more fosters to help out with the cats okay. and the kittens.
All right. Gee, that's cool.
Yeah.
Okay, we got just a few minutes left. We got any things you need to you want to talk about here in the last couple minutes? We have 3 minutes left.
Yeah.
You want to talk about you and Zumba?
Zumba?
How you look in spandex?
I don't think
that's going to be this year.
I think
last year it was pretty cute.
I think how I look in spandex is definitely a better radio topic than TV topic. that's for sure. But I don't think it's appropriate for either.
What should people be looking for now? This is the spring season. I mean, spring's here. It looks like
spay neuter. Yeah, it's spring season, so that means we're going into kitten season, puppy season. So. You know, make sure your animals are spayed and neutered. If you say, well, my dog never gets out of the backyard, it only takes once. And if it's a male and it smells a female in heat, it can smell a mile or two away, it's going to do what it can to get out. Even though you don't think it might, it definitely will. And the same thing with females. You know, if you have a female that's in heat in the backyard, they could very easily get a visitor that you didn't know about.
There's really no reason not to spay or neuter
their pet.
I mean, if you're not doing them for a breeding purpose, why not do this? And you, right now, you can get your pet cats neutered for $25, spayed or neutered for $25.
Absolutely.
You're not going to, you know, that's a extremely low price,
yep.
And a great deal. The other things that are going on too is during the spring, like we said, with all the keeping your dogs and cats inside if they haven't been. So, it's just not, it's not good for the animal, and it's not good for our community to have all these animals on the loose. Fire season. Something else too is even though it hasn't, fire season's year round now. Yeah. It seems
have a plan. Make sure you have a plan for your animals as well as the people in your house. Also, we're going into it's going to be 80 degrees today, according to Bob's got it. I believe Bob.
Yeah.
That means if it's 80 degrees, don't leave your dog in the car.
It's going to go way.
You're
going
to go out
well over 100 in your car.
Yep, it's going to be hot, and start getting the yard prepped for the hot weather again, having them some fresh water always, which should be anyway, and some shelter from the heat. So it's time to start shifting into our summer, even though we'll probably get a little bit more cool weather here in a month or so, but a couple of weeks hopefully. But if not, we're going to go into the summer heat, so let's get ready for all of that.
Okay. Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane, thanks so much for being here, buddy, and everything you guys do.
Thank you.
And you've worked so hard, you and your staff and the volunteers, to get it up to a no-kill area already for the dogs, and you're working this hard for the kittens, too. Hey, again, I want to remind everybody, tomorrow, eat a sub, help the Shasta County Child Abuse Prevention Council. Jersey Mike's kicks off the 8th annual Day of Giving in March. And at Jersey Mike's Subs right there in the shopping center where Trader Joe's is and all that, is they're going to give 100% of the day's sales, every single dollar that comes in, goes to the Shasta County Child Abuse Prevention Council. That's tomorrow. I'm going, Bob's going, Mark's going, taking his family. I'm taking Linda, taking other friends. Let's all go down there and eat at Jersey Mike's. A big salute out to the Mills family for putting this on for the Shasta County Child Abuse Prevention Council. Everybody have a great day. We're going to be talking veterans issues and more tomorrow.
News brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Tobacco and Brew, 2143. Hilltop Drive.
And I'll keep this world from dragging.